Those who have watched the tall, lean, terrible old man in these peculiar conversations do not watch him again. They were of that new and heterogeneous alien stock which lies outside the charmed circle of New England life and traditions, and they saw in that terrible old man merely a tottering, almost helpless graybeard, who could not walk without the aid of his knotted cane, and whose thin, weak hands shook pitifully. They were really quite sorry in their way for the lonely, unpopular old fellow, whom everybody shunned, and at whom all the dogs barked singularly. But business is business, and to a robber whose soul is in his profession, there is a lure and a challenge about a very old and very feeble man who has no account at the bank, and who pays for his few necessities at the village store with Spanish gold and silver minted 2 centuries ago. Messrs. Ritchie, Zanuck, and Silva selected the night of April 11th for their call. Mr. Ritchie and Mr. Silva were to interview the poor old gentleman, whilst Mr. Zanuck waited for them and their presumable metallic burden with a covered motor car in Ship Street, by the gate in the tall rear wall of their host's grounds. Desire to avoid needless explanations